Welcome to the Macro Millionaire Podcast with Jesse and Erica Dale, where we explore how to get the most out of life, focusing on purpose, passion, and prosperity.
Welcome to this week's podcast from Macro Millionaire. We're actually coming to you all live today from the Detroit airport.
Delta Lounge,
traveling back home for the holidays. So we're about to have a rude awakening from that Indiana cold weather.
Erica calls it the tundra. I don't know about
we're
that.
We're headed to the tundra. So we are gonna hop in here today. And, you know, this is an entrepreneurial podcast. We definitely discuss things that are based on becoming entrepreneurs, you know, kind of owning your own business and all that entails, all that that comes with that. But we wanted to dive into jobs because even in our businesses, majority of people that get started still have their jobs, right? These are side hustles until they're not. And so we often will kind of probably come off negative toward jobs, but we do have some pros and we wanted to kind of go through both the pros and cons.
Yeah, so we want to cover the pros and cons of being an employee versus being an entrepreneur. And actually right here in Michigan, if you drive on any of the roads here in Michigan, then you probably are driving on a road that a really good friend of mine paved. They've grown their company to be absolutely huge. His dad started it 30 plus years ago and he has four kids and he's pretty adamant that these kids will not be employees,
you know? But yeah, he has hundreds of employees, yeah, right. Probably, so they definitely serve a purpose.
Yeah, yes, for sure. And so that's kind of what kind of spawned the interest for this. So Eric and I want to objectively go as far as, you know, what is better for you. So we'll go over kind of our pros and cons. I'll start with the pros of a job, of being an employee. You don't have to pay to get one. I mean you can argue like you got to go to college, but I mean there's millions, probably billions of jobs that you can get and not have to pay,
right?
Or sacrifice or loan your home or go to the bank.
Well, it's so funny that you say that because, you know, when you start a business, it's an investment. Yeah. You do have to pay into it typically. And I've had people look at my opportunity and they're like, well, tell me about this job. And I'm like, well, one, it's not a job, it's an opportunity. And they're like, wait, I have to pay? I'm like, yeah, just like if you were to go and open a McDonald's, you have to invest in the franchise.
Right. But no, if you have a job, that's just not something that you have to consider. So we'll go to a con of being an employee. So that was a pro, is anyone can be an employee and you don't have to pay to be an employee. A con would be the lack of autonomy. You know, you have a job description and you're going to do what's within that job description. Even though you may have talents and gifts that go well beyond that description, your boss is going to want to keep you within that ceiling, within that window. And rightfully so, that's how the organization is going to get things done and ultimately how you would need to be managed.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that word autonomy has been on my mind a lot lately. And that's probably one of my favorite things about entrepreneurship. Is the autonomy that we have. You know, I don't have to report to someone. I don't have to ask for time off. If I want to pack my bags and go on a trip, I can, right? So I have that autonomy in my life where when I was an employee, I absolutely did not. I mean, there were times, you know, you guys know our story. Jesse was actually my boss and I had to ask to go. I think one of my sisters was having their kids. And I had to ask for time off. And I think it was questionable at one point because I was the manager who was going to run the job if I left for the day.
Right. So let's get into another pro for jobs. Readily available. I mean, I'm pretty sure sitting here at the Delta Lounge, I can get a job somewhere here and there or today.
Oh gosh, yes. Yeah. It's a great point. And everywhere you look, even right now during the pandemic, there's places opening, there's places hiring. We walked into somewhere just last night, I don't know where we were. And it was actually very refreshing because this restaurant, I believe is what it was, had a sign on the door that said now hiring. And that, I mean, I think that's great during this time because I think it is such a rough time. People are losing their jobs, but they are readily available. Yeah. That's definitely a pro.
Let's continue with the pros and then we'll go to the cons. Mm. So, okay, you don't have to pay to get one, was one pro of being an employee. Work is generally readily available if you're an employee. Mm. And then benefits.
Mm. Yeah, benefits for sure.
You know, I know a lot of people, have benefit packages, and there's a pretty high monetary value to those packages, particularly if they have kids.
Yeah, I mean, I know when I worked for CPS, when I investigated child abuse, my benefits were fantastic, right? I worked for the government. But I think one thing to flip that, and I guess this could be a con, I think a lot of times when you're an employee and you look at your benefit package, you don't really take into consideration that you could just have that in your paycheck. Right? Everyone goes to like, well, my benefits are so good, I don't have to pay for insurance, but you are paying for insurance, right? No matter which way they spin it. But a lot of times it's great to not see that amount coming out every month from your actual banking account.
Sure, sure. And, you know, I'll tell you, when I was an employee, there were other benefits. I had some vacations. Yeah. It was, you know, they did their best.
Off.
Yeah, they did their best to do a good culture. And actually, that would be the fourth pro. As an employee, and I'm going to tell you, if I'm listening to this podcast, this is probably the one thing that might slightly distract me from entrepreneur. But vacation, you can literally in most jobs. Now, some executive type positions, maybe not, sure. But most jobs, if it's Christmas or, you know, New Year's or even forget that you're on vacation, you're done.
Yeah,
you are disconnected. Leave your phone at home. And it's widely accepted. I know with HR policy, when I was an employee, they weren't allowed to contact me if it was vacation. Like, you know, that was not allowed. So you can truly disconnect, and that would help people create a lot of margin in their life.
Right. And I love that. I actually see some of my family do that when we're on family vacations. And I'm like, wow, that's really, really cool. Like, they left their phone at home and went out for the night. But the flip side of that too is, because of the autonomy that we've created, we don't really shut off even on vacation, but we also get way more vacations, right? We get to travel a lot more than what we were able to do when we were employees.
Right, right.
And so it's kind of that balance of, well, I get to do a lot more, so I'm not gonna be able to shut down as often.
Yeah, well, it's a difference. The owner of that company definitely is never ever shutting off for weeks on end.
Right.
However, you know, in ownership, you can create systems and processes and layers that do protect your time.
Right.
Ultimately, you're the leader and you're not allowed, you're not given the privilege to disconnect as that leader.
Right, right.
So now going over cons, we talked about number one earlier, lack of autonomy. Number two, and this is a big one because I think a lot of our listeners who maybe are employees, they would see this as a pro, or they would maybe disagree with this, but a lot of people say, oh, well, I just have a job because I need something stable.
Mm-hmm. That's jobs, like always on someone's forefront.
Yeah, jobs are anything, anything but stable. Please hear me. I loved my job as an employee. I loved it until the company went bankrupt the third time and there was no more company, until they downsized. You know, my brother-in-law, if you're listening right now and you're saying, well, yeah, I want just a stable, a 9-to-5, chances are you yourself or you know someone very close to you, not a distant relative, but very close to you, who has had their job downsized.
Or eliminated.
Eliminated, sent overseas, when company went bankrupt, salaries cut, a pandemic comes and they're furloughed.
I mean, never in a million years did we think bars would shut down.
Right.
In this world. And here we are. And they are, I mean, we just were out last night and they said that they were shut down for 6 months.
Yeah.
Because they were a brewery. They didn't serve food. 6 months. So your job is not stable. I don't care what industry you are in.
Right.
I spoke with a lady the other day. She does like sales for a big hotel chain. And same thing. She said, never in a million years did I think my job could potentially be eliminated. She wasn't. She was laid off and she did get her job back, but many of them did not. She was very fortunate.
Right.
But she's still not up to the salary she once was.
Right.
And so it's just, if ever a time in our lives, the instability of jobs, I mean, I think it's just been thrown up at us all day, every day.
Yeah, yeah, so very, very unstable. You are not ultimately in control of your future of employment when you are an employee.
So true.
Third, kind of goes with unstable, but you and I, we have a good friend in our business development program, Jason Patterson, and he brings this up a lot. He had a great job with Coca-Cola, great job. Mm-hmm. And he ultimately left because they determined his value.
Yep.
They determine your value. They determine what you're worth to the marketplace. And let me tell you, if you're an employee, they evaluate, okay, this position is worth, say, $1 million to the marketplace. They're going to give you about 10% of that. Okay, that's how they bring their margin to the marketplace. And that's how they make money off us as employees. So you're going to be paid about 10 to 15%, depending on the position, of what you're making the company.
Yeah. And you know, I love, obviously, there are huge places in our world for employees, right? I mean, teachers, nurses, doctors, those types of things. My sister's a teacher. And when she was going to get, she had moved, she was going to get a new teaching job. And because she had her master's degree, she was overqualified for all of the positions because they didn't want to pay her.
They didn't want to pay her, right.
And she's like, I will take entry level pay. And they're like, we're not allowed to do that. She's like, she was just screwed either way. She couldn't find a job because all the new teachers were taking the entry level positions and no one wanted to pay her.
Well, that is so ironic because as an entrepreneur, the marketplace pays you as you increase your value to the marketplace, as you grow. We always tell our macro millionaires, you got to grow constantly, show up to team trainings, personal development, read books, go to seminars.
Every day.
And as they do that, you see their rates increase, tick, 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 all the way up. We're here in the opposite. And I have a sister-in-law here in Detroit, same thing. Her master's degree prohibited her from getting a job. It's been like 5 years.
Right. Unbelievable. It's insane.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we have covered the fourth one, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, well, time freedom there's you're really playing by their schedule. Yes, you might have a great, 6 weeks paid vacation, but you know, if Aunt Sue decides, hey, it's a Wednesday, I'm gonna have people over, you're not able to just call in and say like, hey, Aunt Sue's having people over. So there's that general lack of time freedom when you're playing within the boundaries as an employee.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that just ties right into that autonomy. I mean, you really just don't have it. As an employee.
Yeah, and we'll close out with this. And the beauty of this is when Erica launched her side hustle, which is now her plan A, her primary, she was an employee. And that is the beauty of what we and so many other network marketers provide, is you can keep your job and then grow as an entrepreneur. Grow in a field that you're passionate about and see where that leads you. And maybe one day you say, hey, I want to still keep both. Right, or you now have the autonomy to say, you know what? I'm going to break through the boundaries of being an employee.
Well, we have people all the time. I'm joining, but hey, I love my job. But I also have a passion for this and I want to be a part of it. And that's totally okay. Like, we're not here to tell you that, jobs are worthless. And
no.
Not at all. But I think for me anyway, with this entrepreneurship and my side hustle, that's where I truly found who I was. I found my confidence. I found my self-worth. And I always say I'm unemployable and I'm unrecruitable because of those things.
Yeah. And being an entrepreneur, and this could be a pro or con, is going to be wildly uncomfortable because you have to grow. You've heard of growing pains. You are putting yourself out there, particularly in the network marketing space. You are growing into a leader, which I'm going to tell you, leadership isn't sexy. No. It's very lonely at the top. We'll have a separate podcast on that, but that's to some people, that's a pro. Other people are like, hey, I'm cool just right here in my comfort zone. I really don't want to put myself out there, learn leadership and so forth. So
for sure. Well, hopefully you guys got some insight. Again, we're not knocking employees or jobs, but I think at the end of the day, you can really kind of explore those options.
Absolutely.
And explore what's out there. So we will be right back here next Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, we appreciate any shares, any reviews that you feel are needed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on today's Macro Millionaire Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a millionaire review. Until next time, keep working toward the abundant life you deserve.